remember the scripture that says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What a great day God has made. Welcome to everyone in the house. And all those that are viewing have joined us online. What a great season. What a great time. What an incredible, what a miraculous time this is. How many of you love Jesus? I mean, you just love Jesus. You just love Him. How many of you are thankful that you know to love Him, you know to praise Him, to thank Him, to worship Him, to call on Him, to trust Him, to believe Him, to declare Him, to testify about Him, to bless His name? Have you learned how to enjoy life? Have you learned how to love the life God has given you? If you love the Lord, you love life. It's true. If you love Him, you love life. If you love the Lord, you will love life. Sometimes we talk about loving God, but how much time have you spent with Him? How much time have you spent with Him? How casual is your relationship with God? Do you know where you are? Do you know where He is? Do you know where the kingdom of God is? Do you know? How much do you know about the one you call God and Lord and Savior and King? How much do you know about the one you say is your Savior and Redeemer, the one you hope to spend all of eternity with? How much do you know about Him? How much time do you spend with Him? How casual is your relationship with your God? And you kind of know who your God is by how much time you spend with your God. What is God to you? What do you really worship? In whom do you really believe? Where is your trust really? Where is it? Where is the treasure? What are you seeking for? What are you really believing for? Who do you know God to be? Do you know how to worship Him? A lot of questions, and valid ones, ones you should consider, ones you should have answers to. You should know this. A believer should know this. And if you're not a believer, what a great opportunity to know Jesus. Just listen for a minute. I believe you're going to hear something that will awaken something on the inside of you. And we're going to talk about what that something is today. This is a great day. It's an honor. It's a savory day. This is a savory day. It tastes really good. Today tastes good. It's a savory day. It's a great, wonderful day. It's a meal. He said, come and dine, right? He said, taste and see. The Lord is good. So today is a savory day. It's a tasty day. Just saying, it's a tasty day. You know, you have to tell yourself, we came from the earth. You have to tell yourself what day it is, what time it is, where you are, who you are, why you are, what you are, who He is, why He is, what He is, how He is. And yet in all that we know, there are things that just defy comprehension, defy our ability to understand. And that's because He's God, so beyond us that we're drawn to worship and to praise Him. And I encourage you today to take consideration as to what is your relationship with the Father. How casual is it? How much time do you spend? Do you keep His word? Do you do what He said? I mean, how much of what He said do you do? And when you do it, how much of a task is it to you rather than a joy? How much do you enjoy believing the word, acting on the word? How much do you enjoy doing that? If you have questions in your life that you can't answer, maybe things that are going on that you can't seem to get over the wall of your challenges, or you can't seem to get out of the den of life, I believe you're going to have some answers today by the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God. You have to have one thing. You have to have a heart and an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. You have to want to know. You have to want to grow. You have to want to change. Listen, you were created to be dependent upon God. That's our design. We were created to be dependent on Him. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to know all the whys. You need to know even more so that you were created to be dependent on Him, to trust in Him. And it's also a great marker to know that when you have to depend on Him fully, trust in Him, how comfortable are you? How confident are you? Do you lose your peace when you don't have the answers? You know, God created us again to be dependent on who He is, and He reveals Himself. He's so present. He's so with you. He's so God. He's so good. And He wants you to know that it's okay to depend on Him. It is really more of understanding your design. It's really coming into the fullness of your person, of who you are, and knowing your truth. We all have a truth because we were created by truth, from truth, through truth, truth, and He is the way and that truth and that life. So I want to encourage you today, listen, God has an answer for every single question you have. You just may have to live it rather than understand it. And this is that season. Give the Lord praise. Take your seats this morning. Take Him like you mean it. You think about in the Genesis of time, in the beginning, God, the Word says, and God said, and God created, and God made. And Colossians 1:6, I just love the scripture. It says, for by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions, rules or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. I really like this part too. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent, have all authority and all power. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. That's a mouthful. That's really packed with nutrition. That's a tasty morsel right there. He's the firstborn of the dead. Who are the other born of the dead? How many know who are the other born of the dead? You and I. We were crucified with Him. We died with Him. We were buried with Him in baptism, and we came alive. And it brings us back to what we started the first of the year off with, is going back to the beginning. I mean, where is your source of sustenance? Where is your savory day? You know, how is everything going to play out? Are you hopeful? You know, if you start asking yourself certain questions, you can start getting pretty nervous. You know, certain questions can cause fear to arise if you don't have the right answer. You know, how are things going to turn out? You know, the best answer? God's way. This is God's way. Simple, right? How's everything going to turn out? God's way. And then God's way, but what if He's, you know, what's He like? What is God like? We're to fear the Lord. We're to have a reverent fear. And I always encourage people, I encourage you, fear the Lord. Come before Him in the spirit of holiness and contriteness. Surrender to Him. Fear Him. Have a honor. Have a respect towards God. Be fearful, not terrified of God that He's going to do something, but fearful of His majesty, of His greatness, of His goodness. Who is He? He's good. Everything that has been created was created out of a specific spirit. You know what that spirit is? Love. What a great thing. So if I trust Him, who am I trusting? Love. So everything's going to be really, really good. I am confident without comprehending, without full knowledge of exactly how everything is going to play out, that it's going to play out beyond my knowledge. That keeps me dependent. And why does He want me dependent? Because God is love. And God, listen, God doesn't need anything. He doesn't give us His word to do as to-dos. God doesn't need us to do anything for Him to be happy or for Him to experience who He is. God is the fullness of all things. Remember, all things, we just read, all things were created by Him, for Him, through Him. I know you've heard this, but listen, this will help you. We're headed into a different time, a different era. We're headed into a new season. God is doing a new thing. And I'm telling you about it because the Word says, before He does it, will He not make it known to you? Won't He tell you about it? So I'm telling you, God's doing a new thing. Now, a new thing doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be completely reshaped and reformed. God is the reformer. He is the transformer. He takes what was and brings out His purpose in whatever is. Pretty simple. So a sinner can be saved and transformed and become something incredible. It can become an amazing deliverer of the gospel, a powerful vessel that God flows through, speaks through, brings truth and enlightenment to. You know, and we are in a generation, we are in an age of learning. How many of you are aware of that? We are in an age of learning. There is a new hunger in the hearts of people today. There's a new hunger. People want to know the Word in a different way. Not just surface text. People are hungry. Do you know what that is the fulfillment of? It's the fulfillment of walking in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit, the Word says, will teach you all things. So there is a different kind of hunger in this generation than the generation that I grew up in. There's a different hunger. There's a different seeking to really know, what does it mean? What does it mean? And there's a hunger for the kingdom of God. And if you know who He is, it's easy to trust Him. He's love. And everything He does out of love. Not because God needs anything. He didn't have to make you and I in order to be able to experience love, because He is love. He didn't do it. He doesn't tell you to do things because He needs you to do it. God needs nothing. There isn't anything that God needs you to do. He doesn't need you to do anything. He doesn't give you His Word because He needs you to do His Word. He gives you His Word not as a task. He gives you His Word as an opportunity to receive. Because when we believe His Word, simplicity of believing His Word, responding, acting on His Word. Remember, He says you can be a seer, but if you're not a doer, then you don't know what it means. You're standing afar off watching something. It's like watching a show on television. You can watch it, but you're not a part of it. That's not a real world to you. Unless it's a really good show. And then you can really get drawn in, and then it... Have you ever become angry at a show? Or you ever look at someone and say, They're so dumb. I mean, don't they see what's going on? I can see it. But see, someone's telling you to feel a certain way, and you don't know it, but you're all drawn in. Programming and shows are built to draw you in, to make you feel a part, but you're not a part. It's an illusion. And we are so drawn into illusions. But God's world is a different world. His realm is a different world. Remember, we just read, He created all things, the visible and the invisible. And again, invisible doesn't mean it's non-existent. It means it can be seen, but in a different spectrum of light, just like a lot of things in the earth today. So without understanding everything, it's important to know you only need to understand one thing. Romans 8:28, it's going to turn out really good if you trust in Him. Now, it can turn out really good, and if you're not trusting in Him, you won't know it. To you, it may feel as though it turned out really bad. But when you really trust God, and here's why I trust the Lord. He's good. He's love. I understand that about my God. What I need to understand about God, He makes sure I understand. What you need to know about God, He will make sure you understand. And we need to know that God is good, that He's very present, and that He created everything out of love, and every response of God is out of love. Not because He just needs to do it to feel it. He is it. God can't not experience love, because that's who He is. He can't not experience joy, because that's who He is. He can't not experience peace, because that's who He is. We are a product of who God is. And if we believe the truth, then we experience all those realities. For the kingdom of God is not about meat and drinking and partying and right. It's about, what is it about? Peace and joy, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness isn't ordered. It isn't something that we order up. Righteousness is an attribute of trusting God. and we trust God because we love God. So when people say things like, it's difficult to serve the Lord, I realize they don't understand what serving the Lord is. They have made themselves a servant to His word instead of a recipient of His word. So it's difficult to do the word of God. No, it's a gift to receive the word of God to act on. God doesn't need you to do the word. So He goes, oh, good boy. Now, good girl, I like you now. Now I like you. God created you in His like. He created you in His likeness. He created you in His image. He likes you. He loves you. He cares about you. And He gives us opportunities to be dependent on Him, to trust Him, not because He needs us to believe Him. He doesn't need anything. God says, what do I need? What can you bring me? What can you give me? Read Job. You'll see how little God needs anything from us, but how much He wants us to receive everything that He is. And so often our relationship with God is defined by how much God does for us and how much trouble He gets us out of. The presence of the Lord sometimes is in the furnace. He isn't hiding it from you. He is hidden it for you in a place He wants you to go so He can share something beyond you so you can see, wow, God, He doesn't need me to know. I don't have to know everything. God doesn't make life difficult. We make life laborious by needing to know things that aren't necessary to know. We simply need to know it's going to turn out God's way. God's will be done. One time Jesus said, pray this, when they were asking Him about the kingdom and wanted to know, because everybody wanted to see the kingdom. They have read the scriptures about the kingdom. We're a very kingdom-oriented ministry here. I call myself an Emmanuelist. I get it from the scripture where it says that Mary would have a baby and His name would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I've taken on that identity. God is with me. I've taken on the identity of His image, of the garden where He created. That was the mind of God. The kingdom of God is the mind of God. Just like the kingdom of any king takes on the mind of that king. You read it throughout every historical account in the Bible. When a certain king was raised up, the kingdom took on the mindset, the ideas, and the attitude of the king. And that was the king's kingdom. The king was responsible for the kingdom. And if God were to bring order into the kingdom, He would deal with the king. Because the kingdom is the mind of the king. Pretty simple, right? So what is the kingdom of God? It's the mind of God. I want to get the mind of God. The word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus. What mind was that? Being in the form of God, being a man, he didn't comprehend as a man that it was right or it was that a man had done anything in order to be equal with God, but surrendered himself to the will of God. What does that mean? He said, you created, you made all men, you made all things. Now we know Jesus is God, but He came in the flesh to be a man. So why? Really important reason. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute. But everything of the nature of God, you were created out of it. So God doesn't need you to do anything in order to please Him. He doesn't need you to keep the word. He gives us the word as a gift. So in keeping His word, we get to share in His nature. We are created to be heirs. We are inheritors of all that God is, all that God does. So He created us in the beginning of time. In the beginning of time. And this was the key. How did Jesus think? What was the mind of Christ? He humbled Himself to the will of God. Now, religion tells you the will of God is difficult. The will of God is the blessing of God. The will of God is the kingdom of God. Jesus humbled Himself as a man to the kingdom of God. He walked in the power of God. He said things like, the Father is always with me. He never leaves me. I always do the will of the Father that sent me. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Listen to His mind. God is with me always. But see, you may not sense the presence of God because you have a very casual mindset of God. Your kingdom of God is a very casual kingdom. A lot of times what we're really asking God to do, what we're really asking Him to do is to come into our kingdom and make our kingdom comfortable for us until He comes and takes us out of our kingdom into His kingdom. And He said, that's not the way it's going to be at all. How come we haven't had an Enoch experience? You know, we just... You ever practice back in the day? You ever practice the rapture? They did that, right? Let's practice. Okay, that was fun. Did it enough? You got a little cardio exercise. That's fine. Why not an Elijah experience? Why not an Elijah experience? Why are we still here is the question. Why are we still here? That's the question. Why are we still here? Anyone ever asked that? Jesus said, I'm coming, I will not delay. That's what He said. Why are we still here? What's the importance of being here today? Enoch, God took him so he wouldn't see death. He took him. Why? Because he walked in favor with God. Elijah, I mean, he had some rough goes, but the word says that a bunch of chariots came to escort him home. Now, you may think he got in a chariot, but the word says they escorted him home. Chariots of fire, bunch of empty chariots, but he didn't get in any of them. The word says he was caught up in a whirlwind. That's what the word says. Bunch of chariots, but he didn't need one. He was caught up in the presence of the Lord. So why are we still here? What's the point in us being here? Jesus said something to us. He said, in Matthew 6:33, he says, seek, Old King James says it like this, seek first the kingdom of God. So he wants us to look for it. He wants you to look for the, he wants you to look for the kingdom. I'm prophesying to you today in the form of teaching. Can you receive that? He said, seek first. First thing I want you to do, he made it very clear, so we can't say, I don't know what to do. Yeah, you do. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's what he said. So now everyone knows what to do. I've answered life's questions. What do we do first? Seek His kingdom. I learned it from my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus. Said, seek first the kingdom. So every day, that's what I do. Seek first the kingdom. And His righteousness. So I'm seeking the kingdom, and I'm seeking the righteousness of God. So it's not hard for me to be obedient to God, because I don't have to do anything except believe Him. All I have to do is believe Him. I just believe Him. And when you believe His word, you seek His kingdom. And when you seek His kingdom, you find your truth. You find out everything about you. Your peace comes, your joy comes, righteousness comes, and it's not difficult because I didn't do anything to earn it because I can't. I didn't do anything to deserve it because I can't. He did it because He is the first seed among many brethren. He is the first of our kind. He is the first of your kind, and He gave it to us. The word isn't a task. The word is an opportunity to receive. It's not difficult. It's the word of God. It is life. The word says, in Him all life exists. So how come we didn't just get zapped out of here? We've been believing, we're praying. Why are we still here? Everybody, every wake up and go, why are we still here? Seek first the kingdom of God. That's what He told us to do. And He said, why are you standing here gazing at the sky? I don't want you to do that. I want you to go and do what I've called you to do. When He ascended, He said, why are you doing that? Go do what I've called you to do. They asked Jesus, they said, show us the kingdom. What did He say? You're all schooled in this. You know what He said. What did He say? You're not going to watch it come. This is what He said. This is what He said. You're not going to watch the kingdom of God come. Christ is going to appear, just like He said, in all of His glory. He's going to do everything that He said. But why are we still here? Why haven't we had an Enoch Elijah experience? What is so important about being here? I really don't care what time it is. And Jesus said not to care. He said, don't take any thought for tomorrow. He said, I want you in today. I want you to say, this is the day God has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to enjoy this savory day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I have to be honest, I don't yearn to die and go home. That yearning isn't up in me. What I yearn for is to know him better and more. That's what I yearn for. That's me. That's just me. I want to see him in the here and now. I want to see his glory manifest like he said. I want to see the glory of God reign and rule in the earth like he said. I want to see the beginning fulfilled like he said. See, God never changed his mind. It's called redemption. I mean, he took us back to the original idea, the original plan. And the original plan was to give us dominion. Now let's go back and think about dominion in the earth. What dominion? How did Adam and Eve have the word dominion, which means to rule, which is connected? It's the connective tissue. It's the chain. It's the link to the kingdom. God's will in the garden. And how did he give them power? What was the power God gave them to rule in the garden? What were they to watch over? His word. It's his word. Keep his word. Eat everything you want. Take dominion over all the earth. How? Go and eat everything you want. Except that tree. Trust that I've given you all knowledge, all power, all authority, all dominions. The animals can ask you questions. The ones that can talk, you know, they can have all kinds of whatevers. But bring into order. How? Keep his word. Just keep his word. That's all they had to do. Just enjoy everything by keeping his word. We see the relationship. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else is given to you. What's the kingdom of God? The mind of God. I just seek to know your word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's who he is, Word of God. And his name will be called the Word of God. Who is he? Word of God. What was the power? What is the authority? Keep his word. Yeah, but that's difficult. No, it's a gift. It's not about you doing, it's about you receiving. The word is not about you doing, the word is about you receiving. The word is not about you doing, the word is about you receiving. One more time, okay? The word is not about you doing, the word is about you receiving. Receive the engrafted word of God. It's an honor to receive the word of God. Don't make it a chore. He said, blessed are those to whom the word of God is not burdensome, because you're looking at it upside down. What you're wanting that makes it difficult is you're wanting God to take on your word and your image and your likeness and bring your world into order. But his kingdom disrupts your kingdom. His order disrupts your disorder. His will brings about the goodness of the truth about who you are in him. Christ in you is the hope of your glory. Christ in you is the hope of your glory. So why are we here? I don't know. See if we can figure it out together. See if somehow we can just figure it out. I don't know. Anybody in the house know why we're here? Why are we still here? He said, therefore, in Luke 13, what shall the kingdom of God be like, and to what shall I compare it? What is it like? What is the kingdom of God like? Well, man, it's like, you know, clouds and angels and streets of gold and, you know, halos and wings and all those glittery things. It's just, I mean, it's just that's described in the Word. But what does Jesus say when he says, what shall I liken the kingdom of God to? Or what shall I compare it with? Big words. And he says this. He says, it is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden. And it grew and became a great tree. And the birds of the air made their nests in it, and it became the greatest of all the garden. There's that garden, Genesis word again. So why are we here? Anyone figure that out? Why do you think we're here? Well, he likened it to a seed. That's what he said. Likened to a seed. Let's go to Matthew 13. He's talking about the world, the earth, where we are. And he says, the one who sows the seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. Anyone getting there? Why are we still here? Why are we here? Because we are the seeds of the kingdom. That's why. What is the kingdom like? It's like you being planted in the earth. Jesus demonstrated that when he came and he went into the heart of the earth and he came out and he brought out life. And you know what his statement was? The kingdom of God is at hand. He said this. He said, the kingdom of God has been fulfilled. Remember that scripture? The kingdom of God has been fulfilled. If you knew where you were, you'd enjoy today more than you've been enjoying today. You'd see the kingdom of God, which is peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Why are we still here? Because we are the seeds of the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God, what will I liken it to? What will I compare it with? A seed sown in the garden, a little tiny seed. And what happens to it? It grows out of the earth. And it becomes the greatest of all the herbs in the garden. It comes out of the earth. What shall I liken it unto? I'll liken it unto a man that went and sowed seed in the field. Sowed seed. Some fell by the wayside, and some fell on hard ground, and some fell among thorns. But it's still. What is the kingdom of God like? It's like a seed that I have sown in the earth. God made us out of the earth. Where does seed grow the best? In the earth. It's not coming out of the sky. We don't see trees in the sky. It's coming out of the earth. Out of the earth. What does God want us to do so he can appear? He wants us to be a kingdom that he comes into. Out of the earth. Remember when he cursed the tree? Everything exists in God. We have to see that. Where could I go and God not be there? Where could I go from the presence of the Lord? We think that he's not here yet. Where could I go where he's not here? Where could I move and not bump into God? If I take the wings of the morning and go to the farthest part of the world, there you are. If I make my bed in hell, there you are. I can't get away from you. Taste and see the Lord is good. Lo, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm with you always. Go into all the world and declare the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell them that God Almighty, ever present, Yahweh is with us always. Ever present with us. Always God, always faithful, always true. Matthew 6:10. When you pray, pray this way. Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. That's how I want you to pray. And that's what I'm teaching you today. I'm prophetically telling you what time it is, who you are, where you are, and what this is about. Why are we still here? Because the kingdom of God has to be manifest. We're the seeds of the kingdom. He that sows the seed is the Son of Man. And the seed of the kingdom are y'all. And don't worry about the evil, he said. Don't worry about the bad. Don't be upset about what's going on. Don't be afraid of government. Don't be afraid of AI. Don't be afraid of anything. Fear the Lord and the Lord alone. But when you pray, Jesus said, pray like this: thy kingdom come. Elthito. You know what that Greek word means? Elthito? It means right now. It is a command for immediate action. Right now. Your kingdom make itself known right now. Your kingdom come. It is a command rather than it does not carry a descriptive word. It is not descriptive of something coming along. Right now, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Genethio. You know what that means? Bring it forth. Immediately bring forth your kingdom. That's what that word means. Immediately. Right now. Bring it forth. Not made, like they asked Jesus, make it appear. He said, no, you don't understand. You don't get it. You are the seeds of the kingdom. You are what you're waiting for through me. That's why I came. That's why I laid my life down. That's why I became man. That's why you were made in the image of God. We went forward, then we went back to the beginning. God made you in his image. Then he made me in the image of man. And then I took you back to the image of God. Immediately, let the kingdom burst forth from me. What shall I liken the kingdom to? A seed sown in the ground that comes out of the earth and becomes great. And the nations are drawn to it, and people eat the fruit that comes from it. He is all life. He is everything. He is God Almighty, ever-present Lord, Savior, Redeemer. He is everything, and in him is everything all the time. There's not a time that God is not all God, all good, all love, all fullness, all joy, all peace, all holiness. His love is holy. So he gave us his word. What a gift! And we complain about it like he gave us a task to do. Like it's Pharaoh back in the day saying, now you're going to make bricks with no straw. It's not a task, it's an opportunity of life. Eternal life and joy and peace and wisdom and understanding. Elethito, that your kingdom come, Elethito, right now. Your will be done. That word done is the Greek word. It doesn't mean that it's going to be shown to you. It doesn't mean come so you can look at it. It means come out. Come into being through me. And Jesus said, you pray that. You pray that, so it comes out of you. God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. It is not the trial that dissuades you, discourages you, or hurts you. It is when you look away from who he is. It is not what you look at. It's who you look away from. God said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Given you all things that pertain to life through the knowledge of him. I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Seek first the kingdom of God. When you pray, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. What shall I liken the kingdom of God to? It's like a man that sowed seed. It's like a man that planted a seed in the earth. It's like a tree that grew out of the earth. When he cursed the fig tree, because he is all life, I see God. Seek first the kingdom of God. So what he's saying, see me in everything. See me all over the place. See me everywhere. See me in everything you experience. See me in the furnace. See me in the den. See me in the field. See me in the sea. See me in the rain. See me in the storm. See me at all times. See me. Seek first. See me. See me. Look for me, and you will find me. Call on me, and I will answer you. I'll show you things you don't know. Because you're looking for things you want to know, I'll show you the things you need to know and the things you don't know. See, this is the greatest season of your life. If you're at a point in your life where you just don't really have all the answers, you don't realize you are in the position of being blessed and having dominion. Take it. Don't run from it. If God has said, walk across the water, and you look and you say, it's hard, don't say it's hard. Say, Jesus, I see you in it. And you walk on it. And God will bear witness that he is God with you. And you'll know the presence and the power of God. Stop having a casual relationship with God. Stop looking for him where he is not. Where is that? In your imagination. We could probably close with that right there. For the carnal mind is alien. It is an enemy of God. For it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. Stop asking God to do what you were not created to do. His peace isn't in your mind. Your peace is in his. Your peace is in the mind of God. What did Jesus do? Surrendered himself to the mind of God. Father, not my mind, not my will. Your will be done. Makes sense, right? Can you see it? Why are we still here? Because we're the seeds of the kingdom. He planted us here. He wants to bring forth his kingdom. He wants you to be loving, be kind. He wants you to give beyond your ability to give. He wants you to do beyond your ability to do. He wants you to believe things you know are absolutely impossible. That's where God lives. God dwells in the world of impossibility. He said, so nothing can be impossible to you. What do you know God wants you to do? Why are you delaying? I'm just going to make it easy on myself. Go ahead. Now you're taking a journey. Now you're on a long journey. Or say, God, let's jump in the fire right here, right now. Let's do it. Let's believe. I'm going to walk in it. What do I have to lose? And if I lose everything, I gain everything. What the word says, what is if you give up everything, family, everything, you give up everything in this life, what are you going to receive? You'll receive 100-fold in this life plus eternal life. What do you got to lose? You can't lose. You can't give it all away. You can't get rid of it. It'll keep coming after you. Because it's the word of God. It's the order of who God is, not something he's doing. It's who he is. And we're not doing his will. We are his will. But your faith is the connective tissue. It's the joints to the body of God. It's the ligaments and the tendons to the will of God. You see it in motion when you simply believe. He said, all I need you to do is believe. Look up and see the heavens. Can you explain how they are here? No, we can't explain anything. We might be able to describe how it works, but you can't tell me why. Why does gravity work the way it works? Why can you put water in a bucket and spin it? Well, because of centrifugal force. I know that, but why? And no one knows why, because there's no reason in our minds why. It's just the law. We have been born into the law of liberty. We've been made free in Christ. That means the work, the effort, the slavery is over. God spoke to Moses one day when he went into Pharaoh, and he kept going to Pharaoh, and he kept going to Pharaoh. And God hailed down fire and brimstone just to let Pharaoh and the people know God is God and he's with them. And Moses said one time, he said, in Goshen, he said, the children of Israel will not suffer what you're suffering here. God will show the difference. God wants to show the difference today. What you call a trying time is God bearing witness that he's with you. He will show the difference between you and those that hate God, that disbelieve God. And he will use you to be an instrument and a vessel to change their minds, just like he did Nebuchadnezzar. The boys could have said, man, God's just, he must be mad at us, or the kind of the more modern version, the devil's after me today, which has nothing to do with the word of God, but it's what people say because they misinterpret the scriptures. They don't even know what they're talking about. Nonetheless, it's another subject. But knowing to walk in the power of who he is, God is with me at all times. I see him in the sea. Jesus said, why did you doubt? I'm standing right beside you. God, if you were just closer. God, if you would do that. No, wrong. He couldn't be any closer to you than he is. God, when you bless me with more money, I'll start tithing. Wrong. Now you're saying that you're going to do it because you can, instead of I'm doing it because your word says to do so. I just believe God. How casual is your relationship with God? Would you recognize the kingdom if it fell on your house? He can't be any more with you than he is. He's God. He's not going to be more God than he is. He's not going to be more present someday than he is. He's God. He doesn't change. I am the same, he said. Yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, the end. I want you to pray. I want you to seek the kingdom. And then I want you to say, God, let your kingdom be revealed. Let it spring forth. Let your kingdom come. Elethito. Right now. I see it right now. I see you in everything, the life of everything. When Jesus cursed the tree, all he had to do was withdraw the life that he had given it. That's all he had to do. It's exactly what he did. That's why it dried up from the roots. I am the life of all things. Why did he do it? Not bearing fruit. Don't let the life be sucked out of you because you won't bear the fruit of the kingdom. You can feel it in your mind when you begin to get worried. I'm worried. I'm worried. I'm concerned. What if this? What if that? What if your kingdom come? Your will be done in earth. Let it spring forth. Kingdom of God is like a seed sown in the earth. Your word is a seed sown in my heart. Let it spring forth. Your words are very powerful. It sets on course your nature. It sets nature's course on fire by your tongue. Your words know. Your earth knows. Not, I wished I wouldn't. I wished I could. I thank God that I am. I thank God that I can. I'm worried about. No, I'm confident in. I don't know. I know all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. The mind of Christ dwells in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the system. Don't fear the system, guys. You have nothing to fear. God is taking this opportune time. He's put before you a vast, vast feast, and he's saying, come and dine, come and eat. He's acquitted you. He's sanctified you. He's forgiven you. He's redeemed you. He's taken you out of stock and chains. He's set you free. He's opened the prison doors. He's given you life. He's given you love. He's given you joy. He is all of that, but he made it known to us by creating us for his purpose and his pleasure. What a joy. I constantly say, God, I thank you that I know to pray. I know to ask you. I know to believe you. I know to trust you. I'm so thankful. What if I didn't know? When you believe and see him for who he is, you will be like him, for you will see him as he is. He came to redeem the world. He's the firstborn of us all. He said, this is the way to do it. Do it just like this. Lay the life you thought you were down, the life of abandonment of God, rejection to his word and his will, considering him to be bad instead of good, hard instead of easy. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. You'll find rest to your soul. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. If God be for me, what could possibly be against me? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Deuteronomy 29:29. Secret things belong to God, but those things which are revealed belong to you and your seed. Seed. Notice how he said seed, seed, seed all the time. In the garden, what did he do? He planted a garden. And what did he do? He put the seed in the trees and the vines and the vegetation that he planted so it would be productive and it would continue. It was called eternal life. God has put that on the inside of you and you need to see it. Here we go. Stop complaining. Start praising. Stop worrying and doubting. Have faith and believe. Stop wondering and begin trusting. Stop waiting and start doing. Faith without works is dead, being alone, just as the body without the spirit is dead. Hear that? Body without the spirit. What happened to the tree cursed, lost its spirit? Favor is growing out of the earth. That's where favor is coming from. God plants that seed in you. You respond because you realize you didn't give me a task to do so you could grade me. God's not grading you. Oh, you got a C plus. C plus. Where did that come from? You got a B. I got a B. I got an A plus. Oh, you must be favored of God. No, God isn't grading your performance. He's looking at your receptiveness. Will you receive the engrafted word of the Lord? Engrafted, that means it's a part of you. What shall I liken the kingdom to? It is like a seed, mustard seed, very specific, a mustard seed. Why? It's the smallest of all herbs, and yet it becomes the greatest in the garden. And birds seek to flock there, to rest there. Can someone rest in your presence? Can someone rest in your faith? They'll rest in your faith. They'll rest in your faith. They'll come because of your faith. They'll come because of your faith. They'll give it to you because of your faith. They'll give it to you because of your faith. Can they rest in your faith? Can you rest in your faith? Anyone ever given up your bed or a room in your house without charging room and board? Anyone ever done that? Give him a place to rest. Can you do it in your spirit? Can you do it in your faith? Can you do it by attitude? A casual relationship with God, a casual relationship with God will not afford you the strength of confidence in his presence that you want. The word is life. Do you get it? It's not a test. It's life. And he's proving his word in you. Greatest season is right now. New things will happen. Doors will open. People will honor you. God will move people to bring all the resources and the finances to you. When you begin to rest in the furnace, when you celebrate the no, when you believe the kingdom of God is at hand, how great is this? Think about the boys being thrown in the furnace. What if they came out and God said, you get to do it again knowing what's going to happen? They'd be like, hey, King, come on. Make it hotter. Make it hotter. Because I know the journey is going to be a joy. It's a joy. It's a joy. The joy of the Lord. What is it? What is dominion? Watching over his word. What do you mean? I believe him. I keep it. I trust in the word of God. Stop thinking about what may. What may be? And think about who is and what is. His will, his kingdom is yes, and in us, amen. Greatest season of your life. Give the Lord praise today. Stand with me today. Let's pull on heaven together. For the kingdom of God, the word says, is in your grasp. I pray that the word of the Lord has become more tangible to you. The presence of the Lord has become more tangible to you. The woman with the issue of blood was healed because she discerned the presence of the Lord in a crowd. Bartimaeus had his eyes opened because he discerned the presence of the Lord in an uncomfortable situation. How can we walk in the power of God? There's Jesus right there. A lot of people just grabbing him, everything, but someone touched him with their faith. Not feeling worthy. The woman with the issue of blood was not worthy. She was unclean. By law, she could have been stoned. But your faith is where you rest. I rest in the word of God. What he's given me, my task is to watch over his word, and what a joy it is. The garden, Adam and Eve weren't out there sweating, tending to the garden. Sweat was what they brought on themselves. No time in the word did God say, he said, take dominion over all of this. Not one time did Adam beat a drop of sweat. Not one time. Until He stopped watching over the word. And then God said, now you did it. I didn't. I told you what to do. I gave you the gift of dominion. Now you're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow. You did this to you because you have done this. Because you have done this. God is good. His judgments are just and true. And you know what he makes his judgments on? Based on Jesus Christ. Holy, one and only Son of God. Your salvation is spotless. An absolute sinless relationship, sinless person, sinless identity. Christ in you. Hope of glory. You need to celebrate this opportunity that you have when you don't have all the answers. Instead of worrying about it, stop trying to figure a way out. Find a way in. That's where the presence of the Lord is for you to see. He's all around you. But we see it when we step into times because, see, our faith is our eyes. It's the ability to see God. Let's pull on heaven right now. Hear, O heaven. Give ear, O earth, we pray. For the Lord God has spoken through his word and by his spirit. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done. Immediately let it spring forth. Let it come into being right now. We're not waiting for something to happen. We're speaking the word of the Lord so it makes itself known in the earth. So we bear witness to who you are. You will receive power to bear witness of who I am and where I am and that I am in the earth. You receive that power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. In the last days, in that season, in that time where they begin to see and realize and recognize, there will be a massive outpouring of my Spirit in all the earth. You better get busy because your children are going to embarrass you if you don't. People who have been walking around, who you've been condemning, people you've known, you said they're ungodly, they're unworthy, they're going to outrun you in this race if you don't stand up, stand out, and get going. Because there is a hunger in the heart of the earth stirred by the Spirit of God. And those that you would have thought would never amount to anything in the kingdom are going to reign and rule in the power of God in the kingdom of God because they're not waiting for anything. They're believing God is who he is. He's almighty. He's all present. And he's going to do glorious, mighty, wonderful, majestic things. His majesty will be revealed throughout the earth. And we will see him coming in all of his glory. Can you believe that he is the Lord ever present with you? Can you believe that he is God Almighty? Can you believe he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end? There isn't any time wherein God was not in the fullness of who he is, and he is fully with you. Can you believe he's doing wonders through you, and all you have to do is show up and believe? He has the table set, a savory meal for you. He will feed you, he will strengthen you, and you'll bear fruit without effort, not by the sweat of your brow, but by the word of his covenant, the everlasting covenant of God that abides in you. This is indeed the greatest season of your life. God, for it, we give you praise. People will be eager to work with you, eager to believe the word of your mouth, eager to unite with your faith, eager to say, yes, yes, why not? They will see you as the only avenue. The Lord will make you Joseph in the house of Pharaoh. He will make you Joseph in the house of Pharaoh. He will make you Joseph in the house of Pharaoh. They'll know where to go to get the answers. And in it, the kingdom will be turned over to you. All that is necessary, all that is available, all that is hand. All that is in his hand. God will give it to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Look for it. Know what it is. Know what it looks like. It's like a seed growing out of the earth. And the Lord will let us walk and see his favor because favor grows out of God. the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise today. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. 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 Make some noise in this house. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of victory. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Let His praise continually be in your mouth. Be excited about this season. Stir yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Stir yourself up in confidence. Stir yourself up in the reflection of His image and His likeness. Stir yourself up in His kingdom. Father, we praise You. We love You so much. Thank You for this day. You're waiting for doors to open. They've been open for a long time. They're about to rust off their hinges, waiting for You to walk through them. Just walk through. God's for you. What can you lose? If you knew you were going to win from the beginning, you wouldn't wait. The score isn't going to change. You're not going to fail the test unless you fail to walk in the trying of your faith. It's the only failure there is. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. The only reason the desire doesn't come is because you don't step into the fruitful season of your faith. Walk in the faith and confidence of God. Who are you? Where are you? What has God said to you? What has He put in your heart? What is it that God will not do when you ask Him? If you simply seek and look for the kingdom, it will grow out of you. All these things will be added to you. For the Lord is faithful. And God, we praise You for it. Come on, just linger in this for a minute. Let your mind be planted right here in this word. Plant your mind in this word. Out of you, God will bring favor. Favor is growing out of the earth. Blessing all around you, raining down on you. Resources, finances, far more than enough. God commands His blessings towards you. When God created the earth, the Word said He looked at it and He blessed it. You're already blessed. He blessed it and said, "This is a good thing." And Christ redeemed you to the blessing of God from the beginning of time. This is that season. Take in this spirit right now. Receive the spirit of the word of the Lord. Take in this spirit of encouragement. Take in this spirit of joy. Breathe it in. Inhale it. And exhale the favor of God. It's coming out of the earth. God's favor is growing in you. Bring it forth. 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 Nedefito, bring it forth from us, O God. Your kingdom come, Your will be done in earth. In earth. In earth. As it is in heaven. In short, God wants you to know how present He was with you. The kingdom of God is in your grasp. And if we will walk that line, if we walk that road, if we will believe that favor, then virtue from His kingdom, virtue from His presence, just like the woman right there, right now, the virtue of His presence will run into you and run through you, and out of your belly will flow rivers of life, giving water. You will have what you say. Jesus' name. Don't delay, do it right away. Do it right away. El Tito, right now. Come, right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, say it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, say it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on, say it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. God's will is being done. It's being brought out. It's coming into being. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Holy is your name. I pray today that the word of this message would penetrate your heart and your mind. That you ponder it, that you consider it, and through it God will reveal to you exactly your part, the role you play, the position you are in, and exactly how God wants you to believe for the truth about you. I pray. I pull on the heavens of God. God, saturate the minds. You can do so much more. 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 You can do so much more than you think you can. Just believe. Just believe. Believe God. Perceive God. Believe God. Perceive God. Believe God. Perceive God. Receive God. Today. Take no thought for tomorrow. Say, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Today. God will meet you there. He's everywhere. God will meet you there. He's everywhere. Not somewhere, everywhere. He'll meet you there. Just believe you receive exactly what He said. The words of your mouth are empowered. They're sanctified, consecrated, anointed. They're impartations of the inherent nature of God in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on, worship in this for just a minute. See Him. We're seeking the kingdom, looking for the kingdom. We see the kingdom in this year. We see the kingdom of God this year. This year we see the kingdom of God in the month of February. February the 1st. This is the day. This Sunday, this is the day. Come on. Say, this is the day that God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Not sad in it, not mad in it, not tired in it, not forlorn in it, not disappointed in it, excited about it. Be excited about today. Jesus said, I've sent you on your way. I'm leading you every step, every day. I'm with you no matter what you think. It's what I say. Believe me and you will see everything I called you to be. I won't leave you, won't forsake you. I'm with you every step of the way. Open up your heart, your mind, your eyes and say, I can see Him in everything, every day. He is the Lord close by, not far away. He is ever-present God, the Lord always with me. He guides me in His favor. Favor is growing out of me. The kingdom of God is being manifest out of me. I am a seed sown, and the one that sown me is Jesus, the Son of God. And the Father is reaping His pleasure, His favor, His joy, His kingdom. He's making His dwelling with His body. He is the Lord ever-present, God Almighty. There is none beside Him, outside Him, around Him. He is the everything at all times. Heaven is opening. The glory of God is being poured out. Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let your glory be made known in the earth. This is the day that we say that God has made. Rejoice. Be glad in it. Not sad in it. This is the day that God has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Can't be sad in it. Can't be mad in it. I just know what he said is the way it's going to go. And it's all good in the hood every minute of the day. He walks with me in the way. It doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine. I drink that spiritual wine that makes me happy and glad. Throw off the mask of angry and sad. I say of the Lord, this is a day that God has made. Gotta rejoice and be glad in it. Can't be sad in it. Can't be mad in it. I have to rejoice and say the Lord has made it for his purpose and his pleasure. All things have to work together for my good because I love the Lord. I know I'm the called according to his purpose. Doesn't get any better than that. God, we thank you for it today. Let's call down 100% increase, 100-fold time, every good, great, glorious thing, all the resources, finances, everything you need to make the bell ring. Come on, class, it's time. Stand up and say, Jesus has sent me on the way, saying, declare the gospel, preach, repent, change your mind, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and the glory of the Lord fills the earth. Look how present he is. Look how close he is. Give him a hug, not just a handshake. Don't just do this shake and bake thing. Wrap your arms around the Lord and say, God is with me, ever present. The apple of his eye. The peace and the joy. I'm a reflection of his glory, of his all am, all be, all do, all know, all see. So nothing is impossible, can't you see, for you, for me. I believe the Lord. In all his majesty and his wonder, I see God working in me. Yes, yes, yes. Now, today, do it. Say yes and amen. And testify, it is finished. It is done. This is what will be. The Lord has shown it to me. I'm blessed in all the earth. And I just say, blessed be the name of the Lord God of hosts. Now and forevermore. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout in the house today. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on. Shout to your God with a voice of praise. Just enjoying this time. Can you feel the new life? Can you feel? See, he's given us his word so we could be like Moses was to Aaron. He said, Moses, you will be like God to Aaron. And he'll be like your prophet. Because I'm going to speak to you. And you tell him what to do. And when he does it, I'll do what I said I would do. And he did. First time or two, Moses a little hesitant. And then he gets real confident. He just come to Pharaoh. This is what God said he's going to do. Da 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 da. And then he walks away. And he says, and by this time tomorrow, the frogs will be gone. By this time tomorrow, the hail. Just confidence. We need that confidence in God. It's not you can't fail. There's no way to fail in God. There's absolutely no way to fail in faith. But you have to know when you step into the uncertainty of invisibility, meaning I'm dependent upon the Spirit. God is not a man. He is a spirit. He cannot lie. He could never lie because everything about him is truth. There isn't any lie to come out of him. He can't tempt you with evil because there is no evil in him. He is God Almighty, ever present, ever God, ever with us. I mean, the kingdom right now to me, it feels so tangible. And he has given us words so we can speak on behalf of his will and his kingdom. It isn't an effort. It's an honor. And if we will declare his ever-present kingdom, become an Emmanuelist. God is with me. We will see God reign and rule in every facet of the world. People are going to take platforms and I've said this for years, it's going to feel like church. when you're watching different programs, you're watching television, and it's not a church service, in the streets. Business gatherings will become about the kingdom first. And then everything else will take place, and God will change the economy of our nations. If you're waiting for us to just go down, crash and burn, it ain't going to happen until God raises us up in authority and power and says what he said. The nations of the earth will call you blessed, priests and kings to your God. When Moses came into Pharaoh, and Moses first told Pharaoh what to do to let his people go, because God said, he said, I don't know your God. But I can tell you this, by the time it was finished, he knew who God was, and he knew that God reigned and ruled, and so did all his magicians and all the people around him. They knew God was God in Egypt, and God is God in California. God is God in the nations of the earth, and he's reigning and ruling. And I'm telling you, we're going through a season of time, and then it will erupt. The blessing of the Lord will come out of the earth. The glory of God will be manifest. People are going to be miraculously restored and healed. I see people living into old, ripe, healthy age. I see health and strength. It's almost like you forgot how to get old, how to get weak, how to get sick, how to get tired, how to get angry, how to get upset. Don't you get it? The kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom of God is joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, and it's our gift from the Father through Christ our Lord. Enjoy the day God has given you, and bless his name.